بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, when I talk about the issue of yaqeen, when I talk about the issue of belief, when I talk about the issue of the reality of the Akhirah, and how this reality of the Akhirah must reflect in our actions, must reflect in our priorities in life, must reflect in the decisions that we make. I always remember this beautiful story about Al-Hasan Al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala, one of the greatest of the Tabi'un, a student of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, which so beautifully illustrates this issue of yaqeen in the Akhirah, the issue of the reality of the Jannah. Somebody asked Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, they asked him, they said, how is it that you are so calm? There is this noor on your face, there is a sense of complete harmony, you are always tranquil, you never get upset, you know, there's this whole dignity. What's the cause of this? Why, how is it that you are able to achieve this? Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi said four things. He said, I have this state of mind, alhamdulillah, because of four things. He said, the first thing I know is that my risk, nobody else can eat. He said, what is destined for me in terms of my provision, and that of course refers to not only to food, it refers to everything that we get in this life from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, I know that what Allah has written for me, nobody else can take, and what Allah has not written for me will not come to me, no matter what I do. Right? So that is something which is absolutely clear to me, and I have no worries about that. He said, number two, I know that my duties, what I am supposed to do, nobody else will do for me. For example, my salah, I have to pray. There's no one else who's going to come and pray my salah for me. Right? My zakat, if I have to give zakat, then I have to pay that zakat. Nobody else will come and pay my zakat for me. If I am eligible for hajj, then I have to make my own hajj. I can't send somebody else and say, you go and do hajj for me. Doesn't work like that. Right? And so on. If I have to speak the truth, then I have to speak the truth. I can't get someone else to speak the truth on my behalf. If I have to be kind, I have to be kind. So the point is that he said that the second thing he said is that I know that my duties, what Allah has made fard on me, I have to perform those things. Nobody else can do for me. So I focus on that. I ensure that what I am supposed to do, I do. He said the third thing is that I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu is watching me 24/7. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what I'm doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing me, and therefore I am ashamed to commit any sin. Because how am I going to commit a sin when I know that Allah is watching? You know, it's a natural thing in anyone with any shame. I mean, there are people today, may Allah forgive us, who are completely devoid of any shame. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about people who are mentally sound and who are, you know, who are people who have izzah. Even if they do something wrong, or even if they think of doing something wrong, they will always check to see who is watching. And if there is anybody in that place who is watching or can possibly come while they are doing this, committing this sin, then they will not do it, because they say, what if my mother comes, what if my father comes, what if my child comes, what if my friend comes, right? So this is a retardant, it is something which is a protection for them, because they are aware of the fact that people who they respect, people who respect them, might see them doing something wrong, and this will destroy that respect. Now imagine, what about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu? Because you can hide from your mother, father, whoever, but you cannot hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you do something which is sinful, which is haram, which Allah has prohibited, and Allah sees that, obviously, because Allah sees everything. Now, if you do that deliberately, what does that tell you about your iman? Right? So, if you are signing checks for interest-based banking transactions, think about that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. Allah gave you that pen, Allah gave you that the strength in your arm to sign that check, and Allah can take it away in 1 second. Allah can take it away in 1 second. And you will not be free from that sin. Imagine, you are signing that check and a stroke hits you and you lose your right side because you are writing with your right hand, or you lose your left side and you can't sign anymore. Don't believe that you are free from the sin, because you intended to commit that sin. You were sitting there with the pen in your hand to sign that check. So you got the stroke, you're paralyzed, and you will be punished for that sin unless you make tawbah and istighfar. How long do we want to live like this? Knowingly, deliberately disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, to come back to Hasan Basri's story, he said, I am ashamed to commit a sin because I know Allah is watching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara? Does he not know that Allah is watching? The ayat of Surah Al-Alaq, the asbab al-nuzul of that relating to Abu Jahl, but of course the ayah in its meaning relates to all of us. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara? Does he not know that Allah is watching? So Hasan Basri is saying, yes, I know Allah is watching, so I do not commit any sin. I try my best to stay away from sin. And the fourth thing he said is that I know that I will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know a day will come when I will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I prepare for that day. Now this is the meaning of yaqeen in the akhirah. I know I will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu one day, therefore I prepare for that day. What is the preparation for that day? That preparation for that day is to do the best in whatever Allah asked me to do, and to make tawbah and istighfar about any mistakes and about any forgetfulness and anything wrong that I may end up doing. Do your best to do your best and make istighfar and make tawbah about falling short. There is no mention here of deliberately doing something wrong. So four things which are the evidence that Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi believed in the akhirah. He believed it literally. He believed in the standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not allegorically, not in a philosophical sense, literally. I will stand before Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this about every single one of us. It's not only Hasan Basri who will stand there, rahmatullah alayh. You will stand there, I will stand there. And if we are saying we believe that, then how do our actions support that belief? With respect to Hasan Basri, rahmatullah alayh, as I mentioned, four things. He said, I know that Allah, what Allah has written for me, nobody can take. So I'm not worried about that. So in his life, there is complete lack of stress with regard to his sustenance, with regard to his sustenance. Whatever he has to do to earn, he will earn, but he is free from stress about that. Number two, nobody will do what Allah has decreed for me, so I take care of that. Starts with for salah. He's not waiting for someone else to pray for him, no. Does he find himself in the masjid? Yes. Number three, I know Allah is watching, so I am ashamed of committing any sin. Does it mean he is perfect? Does it mean he is masoom? Does it mean he is like a Nabi? No, he is not. He is a human being. He is not a Nabi. He is not a malak. He is not an angel. Maybe he forgot something. Maybe he did something wrong. But making every effort to ensure that you do not do anything wrong, and if something happens, then continuously make istighfar. Do good and make istighfar. And the last one is that I know that I will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, I prepare for it. Now, this is the whole of life. The whole of life. Every aspect of life. There is no aspect of my life which is free from the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And think about that. If you and I are Muslims, if we are believers, why would you want your life to be free from Allah? Na'udh billah. The presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life is the biggest strength. It is the biggest barakah. There is nothing that is better than that. biggest khair, biggest blessing. So alhamdulillah that my Rabb is watching me, that my Rabb is listening to me, because I need not fear anyone, because my Rabb is with me. وَهُوَ مَعْكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. There is a lecture of mine on this as well. He is with you wherever you are. Inshallah, more on this tomorrow. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِيهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ وَرَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ.